Hi, I'm Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick, and you're listening to the Rock Solid Podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm the concert wife, Suzanne Dillingham.
And we are live and in person in the Rock Room East because Suzanne flew here the weekend of December 5, 6, and 7 just to record some podcasts. Isn't that right?
That is correct. To record podcasts and hang out with my friends.
All right. Now let me give you a rundown, and I'm glad you did. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to give you a rundown. We have the heating unit on in the Rock Room right now because about an hour ago, it was 42 degrees in here and the heater wouldn't turn on. And it's one of these window units that it says, if it's too cold outside, the heat might not engage. So 42 degrees is pretty cold outside. So, or it was colder than that outside, but it was 42 degrees in the Rock Room. And so finally I got the heater to turn on. And it's pumping heat right now, and currently the temperature, I got a big clock I got. The temperature is currently 64.5 in here, but I know if I turn the heater off, it's just going to drop down to 40. So if you guys hear a little bit of the heater in the background, I apologize, but if we don't do that, we might die.
Look.
We might die.
We were supposed to do this yesterday.
We were supposed to do this yesterday. You think we should have?
No.
No.
No, that would have been horrible.
Okay, so we're doing a couple episodes while Suzanne's here, but the first one is going to be a track by track of an album that was just released on November 14th, 2025, a couple months ago, and it's the brand new Cheap Trick album called All Washed Up. And why are we doing this? It's because my favorite band is Cheap Trick, and your favorite band is?
Cheap Trick.
All right, so we're just going to go through it. 39 minutes and 56 seconds of tunes. There's 11 tracks, all songs written by Nielsen, Peterson, and Xander. 12 Gates, a song coming up soon, is also co-written by Robin Taylor Xander. And a song called A Long Way to Worcester is co-written with Jerry Dale McFadden and Robert Reynolds. So that's the writing cred. Album produced by Cheap Trick and Julian Raymond. They've been working with Julian Raymond way too much, in my opinion. It's time to get a new guy behind the boards. But that's just me being a cranky old man. So we're going to get into it right now. Are you ready to do this?
I've been ready.
All right. Let me tell you some more details about this album. The personnel on the album is Rick Nielsen guitar, Tom Peterson bass, Robin Xander vocals and guitar. We have Dax Nielsen on drums, and we have Robin Taylor Xander backing vocals and guitar. And that's pretty much it. Robin Sailor Xander, Robin's daughter. I don't know about this, naming all your kids Robin. What are you, George Foreman? George Foreman, one, two, three.
It's, I know.
Robin Taylor Xander and Robin Sailor Xander. I imagine around the house, the boy is called Taylor and she's called Sailor. They don't yell Robin and nine people come, right?
I don't understand. I don't even understand people having juniors.
It's
and
so
the
egotistical.
Third and the fourth.
It's confusing. Look, and someone listening right now has done that. They've named their kid Joe Jr. or Bob Jr. or whatever. And that's great for you. But I find it to be, you know.
But then the Robin thing, I don't ever want to say anything bad about Robin Xander. I love okay. him so
All
much.
Right. Well, Robin Sailor Xander sings background vocals on tracks 5 and 10, just so you know. And you ready to go?
Yeah.
We're ready. We're going to get into this. The first track is called All Washed Up. It's the title track. So let me turn up the music, and I'm just going to click play. I did cue some of these up because they have long intros, but this one I think I'm taking from the top. So here we go. title track from All Washed Up. And Suzanne and I have not talked about this album at all.
No, it's been so hard.
It's been out for a couple weeks at the time of this record.
But I think on the first song, you have to start from the top.
You absolutely do. Okay, here we go. It's called All Washed Up, title track by Cheap Trick. I actually didn't start from the top. We lied to the people. I had it queued up. Okay, I'm going to go to the top. Then this doesn't get edited out. You've listened to the show.
Well,
you
because
know.
You have to know how they're yes. starting out their album.
How they're introducing the new album yeah. to the world. Agree. All right. So here we go. Let's try again. This would play a little longer. I like Tom on those background vocals. You know you wanna.
Yeah.
Seventy-year-old men singing about getting a piece.
We'll talk about this.
All right. I'm going to pause it right here. All right. I'm going to pause it. We're going to talk. I want to pick up because there's a part coming up that I want. It's a musical part coming up I want everyone to hear because for me, it sounds like they're ripping themselves off from a song.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
From 94. We'll talk about it, but we haven't talked about it, but we're going to talk about it right now. Okay. What do you think of All Washed Up?
I think it's great out of the gate.
Yeah, me too.
I think it should have been called Touch Me.
Touch Me. I know, because they just all washed up. They just say it the one time, right?
They just say it the very first, and then it's...
But what I like about it is all washed up, when you hear that phrase, you think someone who has been.
Right.
But this is all washed up and ready to yeah. go to get some tail.
And why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they? If they can still get it. I mean, Rick's been married for 50 years, so...
I have no problem with the 70-year-olds talking about it. Yeah, okay. Of course. But...
In eight years, I'll be a 70-year-old talking about it.
You'll understand. My issue is when the lyrics are saying little girl or...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you say little in front little of anything...
Little in... Yeah.
It's like, stop that. Now you're creepy.
Yeah, we do want you to stop that, though. Don't say teen anymore. Don't say... I'm not a prude. But when you're 70 years old and you go, little girl.
But then if I'm listening to it from way back in uh-huh. the 70s, yeah, then it's not a problem.
Then you're okay with it.
It's just, and I don't know what my problem mentally is with that, other than I know how old they are.
Maybe it just fits the rhyme. I don't know. But out of the gate, we love this song.
I love this song.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, the needle drops and you're like, oh, here we go. We're off and running.
You have to come out strong, especially when you have this much time in between. And when your last album.
That was not a good album.
Was such a letdown.
It's a super letdown.
You owe me.
In Another World. So, which, by the way, In Another World for me was a letdown musically, but it was also a letdown with that shit cover. That album cover is so fucking pedestrian. I hate it. And by the way, I believe that In Another World, I think that album did well. Like, I think it debuted, like, high on the charts. It might have been one of their top charting albums. I mean, then it fell off 2 weeks later, as it always does with these veteran artists. But this album cover is a fucking killer.
I love this album
cover. It's so cool. It's a laundromat. The suds on the floor spell out All Washed Up. Each member of the band gets a washing machine. Rick is washing some picks. Robin's, the suds in his form a Z. It's just, the Tom's is orange and looks like his
there's
amp.
There's so much to look at.
So much to look
so
at.
And so much to find.
And then you flip over the album and there's a laundry basket and it's filled with all their the spines of all their vinyl releases. And then, oh, now.
We're going to die in here.
The heater just said, fuck you guys. And it is shut off. So let's give a temperature report right now. The heater has shut off on Saturday, December 6th at 4:03 in the afternoon. We are at 65.6 degrees. And I had the heater set at 75. I wanted it to keep going, but it has said no. It said, we're not doing it. We're done. So it could turn back on.
I agree with the heater. I don't want it at 75 either.
This is a fucking giant room. All right, so we're moving on. I want to play a little bit more of All Washed Up because to me, what song do you think it sounds like? There's a part in this song.
You have to play it again for me.
Okay, well, I'm just going to, it's coming up.
Because these are things that I noticed when okay. I was listening to it.
Yeah, they're like, they're stealing from themselves.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You can do that. Is that the heater? Now it's making a, like a vibrating noise.
Yeah, but it's loud.
It's
they
loud.
Can hear it.
Okay, I'm going to go. This is fun. This stays in. It's part of the, it's like being in the room.
We got one song.
All right, we got one song in. All right, what's going on, baby? Let's go. Papa says heat it up. Dun, dun, dun. I'm trying all different stuff right now. Now that's blowing cold air, and we don't want that. Let me put it on heat mode again. Put it on high. See if I can get this guy to kick back on. All right. It is what it is.
I'm good.
If it kicks on, it kicks on. If not, we're toughing this out for the people, the listeners. All right. I'm back. All right. Headphones on. I'm wearing fingerless gloves. I'm like Bob Cratchit in here. Okay, here comes, we're going to keep going with All Washed Up for a little bit longer. Here we go. All Washed Up. Okay, that part right there, to me, sounds like My Gang from 1994's Woke Up With a Monster.
Yeah, I can hear the lyrics.
Yeah, and here's My Gang. Yeah, it's like the same, music sounds the same too. So, okay. Boy, My Gang's a great song.
I like that album.
Yeah, I like it too.
God, all right. That's one I forgot about actually. For
My Gang, that's the one that kicks off that album.
So good.
So they're not only kicking it off with the song, they're also stealing from an opening track.
I think
also.
The only one that I don't like the opening song on is The Latest.
The Latest. Oh, yeah, because that song should have been the last song. Sleep Forever. You can't open up with a song like that.
I love the sentiment, but it shouldn't be on an album.
You can't open. It shouldn't be on an album at all. It should close the album.
He wrote that for what?
Someone who passed away. Yeah, but you don't kick off
your
album.
I don't want you closing the album with that either.
Where do you want it? In the middle somewhere?
You're not going to open with a funeral song. And when you close it out, then you're just like, oh.
Well, if you close out with it.
If you're going to put it on there, then it should be on the end. I agree.
Yeah, because I'll skip it if it's at the end. I skip it when it's at the beginning.
First song side two. Nobody listens to that anyway.
All right. Track two, All Washed Up. So far, we're one for one.
Yeah.
We love the first song. We're all in agreement. Okay. Track two is All Wrong. This is a hard title to say. All Wrong, Long Gone. Say that. Try to say that.
All Wrong.
All Wrong, Long
all
Gone.
All Wrong, Long Gone.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
All right. You have to think about it.
Yeah, you have to think about it. All Wrong, Long Gone, which makes me think like you'll never remember the title of this song. You just go, I like track two. But what's it called? I don't know. Something wrong. And plus, they have another song called "Wrong All Along."
Also, not that easy to say.
No,
because it's just like marbles in your mouth.
Wrong. All right. Here we go. All Wrong, Long Gone, track two. Here we go. Cheap Trick. Okay. So, you hear that, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That sounds just like the song If You Need Me from Busted. I'm going to prove my point where I'm going to play the beginning of that again, and then I'm going to go right into If You Need Me. Okay, and you'll see what I mean. Here we go. It's like the same, right? All right, let's go back to All Wrong, Long Gone. And the heater turned back on. This is a fun episode so far. Should I go first?
Yeah.
That's a killer. I love it.
I do too. It reminds me of Rockford.
Yeah.
And I think I said this before, but when Rockford came out, I just was so elated.
So happy with Rockford.
Could not stop listening to it. Cranked it up on the way to the show. I got that same feeling listening to this one.
19 years ago is Rockford.
Ooh.
2006. Came out 6/6/2006.
Oh my God.
And even though they've released some good music since then, that's still the last, for me, that's the last great Cheap Trick album. It's so great. Every single song is fantastic on Rockford. So yeah, I agree with you. This song feels like a Rockford song, and that's a good thing always. So, All Wrong, Long Gone. Okay, hold on a second. There's the heater again. I guess it's just going to do this. Like, at times it might sound like someone's mowing the lawn in here, but I can't turn it off.
No, it's...
We've dropped
like, it doesn't bother me, but I don't know what it'll sound like for everybody
else. You know
what?
To be honest, if I didn't bring it up, if I didn't bring it up, people wouldn't even hear it. But now that I brought it up, people are like, God, that fucking sounds terrible. It'll be fine.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either. Okay, so this is where we're at. We just did All Washed Up and All Wrong, Long Gone. And it's 2-for-2. So far, we're all in on this album. We love it.
I love it.
Okay, so far, so good. Now we're going to go to a song. Now, when I interviewed Tom Peterson a couple months back, and I said, oh, the riff that won't quit, that's from the demos from the Cheap Trick 97 album. And he's like, he just pretended like it wasn't. Is that because he's old?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on there, but that's funny that you said that because I didn't realize. I know you told me it was a demo, but you didn't tell me what album, and my notes say CT97.
Yeah.
Because that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. And so, just to prove my point, before I play the new version of The Riff That Won't Quit, I'm going to play the demo for you.
Sweet.
Because I have it. Tom seemed to just not want to say that it was an older song they've worked on.
He didn't want to say a whole lot of anything.
He didn't really want to say a whole lot of anything. Here we go. Riff That Won't Quit, demo version. Right. Yeah. That's Rick. It has to be. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so that's the demo from, you know, 30 years ago. And,
here's,
you know,
the cleaned up version.
Here's the cleaned up version. They actually, well, the demo, it says Riff That Won't Quit, but the song on the album is called The Riff That Won't Quit. That doesn't, who cares, Pat? All right, so let me cue it up here. Very tedious. Here it comes. And this was the second single so far. All right, so I like the references to guitars. Got an axe to grind. It's got a riff on your neck, but don't fret. It's all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, Suzanne, what do you think of the updated version of The Riff That Won't Quit?
Well, my notes couldn't be any more pertinent on this one because I was like, this is Robin at his best.
Okay.
And listening to that demo, yes,
that was Rick at his worst.
Robin at his yeah, and then I all of them are playing at 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, this is spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, we are, right now, we're 3 for 3 on this album.
Yeah.
Everything's great. They've definitely front-loaded it with great songs. It's, everything's good right now. So, The Riff That Won't Quit clocks in at 2 minutes and 48 seconds, so it's just under 3 minutes. And the next song clocks in at 2 minutes and 36 seconds, and it's called Bet It All. So are you ready for Bet It All?
I'm ready.
Like, I don't have much to say so far about any of this.
No, because they're all great.
Everything's all good right now. Everything is, we like it.
We're back to the fun.
I mean, I don't know if I should say this now or wait, but of the Dax albums, with Dax Nielsen on drums, this is the best one so far for me.
I agree.
It's the best. It's the best.
I agree 100%.
And I told Tom that. I go, this is the best of the ones you've done with Dax. And I will still say, Dax is a fantastic live drummer. But I think in the studio, Bunny was a more inventive drummer, coming up with fills and licks. And I think Dax can imitate that on stage live. But as a creative drummer coming up with things, he's not Bunny Carlos. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I miss Bunny.
Yes. I mean, and look, I don't know. The drummer is always the first to go. So even though Bunny's been gone for, I don't know, 15 years now, I don't know if he would be able to tour currently the way he used to. I don't know.
But I just wish that they had a relationship enough that he could still do the studio albums.
Well, I think that's what they had told him originally, that Dax was going to be the touring drummer, but you were going to remain in Cheap Trick and be the studio drummer. And I think that would have been a wise move. We are currently up to 65.8 degrees. Okay. This next song is track 4 and it's called Bet It All.
How do you know that though?
How do I know what?
You think that that's what they told him and...
I had the fucking demo of Riff That Won't Quit. Are you doubting the things I might know?
You have a point.
Now, look, I don't have a source on that.
Okay, then. Okay.
But this is something that I was told by someone.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know who told me.
I know.
Here we go. Bet It All. Let's hear it. I'm excited. Cheap Trick 2025. It's evil.
Oh,
All right, let me hear it. What do you got for me?
On this one?
Yes.
It's not my favorite on this album.
Yes.
But I still like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not my favorite either, but I like it, and I think it's nicely placed between Riff That Won't Quit and then the next song, which is a ballad. So it's like, so you're like, okay, I'm enjoying it, but it wasn't as good as the last song, and it's not as good as the next song, but it's properly placed. And that type of song was never my favorite type of a Cheap Trick song anyway. I like a nice chorus, I like a bridge, I like a hook, and I like lyrics that are a little wink wink or like, you know, like, oh, like, I mean,
the fun ones, the heavier songs, I like them,
yeah,
but you got to be in the mood for it,
and they've always done heavy songs like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing is they haven't stopped doing heavy songs,
right?
They're still like, we can still fucking do this.
They can do anything.
Yeah, we can still be Cheap Trick. All right, coming up next. Now let me tell you this. I ordered the Japanese CD because I went to the website CD Japan, and it said that there's going to be two bonus tracks. Now, when I ordered this CD, I swear to dog that the two bonus tracks had two specific titles, two different songs I had never heard of, and so I ordered it. I wish I would have took a screenshot on my computer of that page, because when the CD came, it has two bonus tracks, but there are alternative versions of songs that are already on the album. And one of the alternative versions is the next song we're going to play called The Best Thing. And I got to be honest, I listened to both of these back to back and I don't hear any difference. The version that's on the album is 4 minutes and 2 seconds, and the alternate version's 4 minutes. I mean, so I don't know what... I can't hear
the
it with
alternate version.
I can't.
Cut off two
I can't
seconds.
Tell. So we're going to do a lot of stuff here. First of all, The Best Thing starts out and sounds to me just like "Can't Stop Falling Into Love" from Busted. Okay.
It sounds to me like, well.
It sounds to you like what?
It sounds to me like the '70s, like 10cc and mm-hmm. Ambrosia.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to click play on Can't Stop Falling Into Love just so you can hear this little bit at the beginning, and then I'm going to jump into The Best Thing. So here's Can't Stop Falling Into Love. And here's the... See, just for a second, it makes me think of...
Yeah.
Robin sounds fantastic. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to jump into the alternate version, and you tell me if you can hear anything different, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll talk. Here's the alternate version. Oh, sorry. What happened, Pat? Sorry. Alternate version again. That doesn't sound different. Anything different? After looking around my life.
not really.
Maybe in the last one he said all the time, and in this one he said the whole time.
I would have to go through it.
I would like have to go through it like
clip by clip, clip by clip, next to each other but, to find something.
As far as an alternate version goes, it's not like wildly different. That said, I'm going to give you the first word on the best thing.
Oh, I love this song. Love it, love it, love it.
This is what we want sometimes. We want the power ballad. We want this ballad.
It's,
you know?
It's so, it's 80s Cheap Trick.
It's 80s it's Cheap Trick all the way.
Right into, this is what hooked me.
Yep, all the way it is. The it's and it's the best thing. It's just so good. The song is the best thing. I love it. You love it.
This is killer so far.
And again, when you come off the heavy Bet It All and you're like, okay, that one's fine. Then you're like, holy shit. Holy fuck balls. By the way, Suzanne will be back here in March because you and I are going to drive up to Virginia. It's like an hour away. And we're going to see Cheap Trick.
Yes.
On the All Washed Up tour.
I cannot wait. And they better play this song.
They better play this song. How can they not play this song?
They have to.
As soon as they start those solo All Washed Up shows, I'm going to start looking at that set list and seeing what they're doing.
Are you really?
Of course. Of course. Remember when we would go in the 90s and they would be touring on an album and they would play a lot from the album?
Yeah. Like, I miss that.
Special One, they played like 5 or 6 songs, if I remember. I mean, that's so cool.
It's like we never go see them opening for somebody anymore because you're going to get the same.
The Dirty Dozen, whatever you want. And I understand that. There's people that have never seen them.
I understand it too, but I don't. I can't.
And I don't dislike those songs.
I need some new stuff.
I need some new stuff. So it's just how it goes. Now, the cool thing is we've been comped in by Cheap Trick.
God, you know I love that.
So those seats better be great. Like we should be like in the first 10 rows easily, right?
I'm not getting my hopes up on anything. Because that's why I don't want to look at a set list, because I don't want to be disappointed.
I know. I get it.
In case they don't play the songs I want them to.
All right. We're 5 for 5 right now. And as much as we're like just okay with on Bet It All, the best it's thing still, brings it all back.
Yeah.
All right. Track 6. 6 of 11.
Is this the single?
This is 12 Gates. This was the first song they released.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you're excited already.
I am very.
All right. Here comes 12 Gates. This is a song that Tom couldn't tell me what 12 Gates meant. He's like, it has many meanings. I'm like, how about one? Nope. Okay. That part when it goes into that. All right, I'll get into it first. It's a killer song. It's a great song.
This was a great choice for them for a first single off the album. I love it.
And we know how singles work now. This isn't charting. It's not going anywhere. The last time they charted was a song I played earlier, Can't Stop Falling Into Love. That went to number 12 on the charts in 1990. That's crazy.
I still don't understand how Cheap Trick really... They're such a huge band. Everybody
but
knows
not.
Them.
But then they're not.
But they don't have these huge...
Yeah.
Number one, number two.
No,
hits.
They don't. They're just.
But everybody knows all their songs.
Yeah. I mean, they were never as big as they should have been. Even though here we are, they've released, if you count the Christmas album, they've released 5 studio albums in the last 9 years.
There's not a lot of other bands that are going to say that, are there?
No. I don't think so.
Not that I'm paying attention to anyway.
I pay attention to a lot of these bands of this ilk.
Yeah.
I mean, Pretenders still record. I mean, this is a ton of music in 10 years, you know? And when I, Tom said, they're already thinking about the next album. So great. Keep going. I mean, if you can bounce off the heels of this one, if you got the juices flowing, get rid of that producer.
If they can keep them coming out like this one.
Yeah.
I'm all in for as long as they keep doing it.
All right. 6 for 6. So far, we haven't disliked a tune. Like where we're like, this one's a skip. We haven't had that yet. All right. Coming up next, Bad Blood. And then we're going to hear Bad Blood alternate version. The regular version is 4 minutes and 53 seconds. And the alternate version is 4 minutes and 55 seconds. So to me, it doesn't sound any different. So I'm going to play Bad Blood. And then you'll hear me say, okay, alternate version. I'm going to go right to that. And then we'll talk. So here comes Bad Blood on Rock Solid. Cheap Trick. I'm going to jump into the alternate version. It's fucking same so far. They ripped me off. They stole my money. Because the Japanese CD is not inexpensive. They have to send it from Japan. Is his voice a little up front in the mix more, maybe?
How the hell do I know?
I don't know either.
It's not enough for me to notice.
Not enough for me to pay $20 more.
You know, every time they do this and they repackage something or whatever, I let you buy it first.
Yo, I'm a sucker.
Before I'm ever going to pay it. So now I know I'm not getting the Japanese.
No, because I can just send you those tracks. But I mean, yeah, I'm a sucker.
I don't need them. I already have them.
You do have them because there's no difference. All right, Bad Blood. Let me hear it.
Oh, this may be my favorite.
This may be your favorite.
It may be my favorite.
Well, his voice is so...
I have a question mark because I have not had enough time to listen to this album as many times as I want to really nitpick it.
But here's the thing. We want to keep listening to this album, whereas yes. In Another World, two listens in and I'm like, what the fuck?
I can't even tell you what the songs are.
I like four songs on that album.
Between that one and... We're all right.
Oh, my God. I listened to that the other day, and I was like, oh, no, this is as bad as I remember it.
And then I know you listened to...
Bang Zoom. Grew on me more this past time. Like if I was going
to
rate...
Tighten it up to Bang Zoom.
If I was going to... Bang Zoom Crazy. Hello. Yeah, if I was going to rank them, it would be All Washed Up, Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. I mean, of the Dax mm-hmm. albums. I don't count that Christmas album. It's fucking crazy. Every song has Christmas in the title. It's just like a bombastic piece of craziness. But yeah, this would be number one, and then Bang Zoom's number two. Then it's weird because the four songs that I do like on In Another World are better than the four songs I would like on We're All Right. Does that make sense?
It does, but I wouldn't even know what you're talking about. That's how little I listen to those two albums.
I know. It's such a disappointment to me.
And I don't listen to Bang Zoom Crazy Hello.
Yeah, you should try that. Try that again.
I will.
But I get it.
I think I was still angry
Because Bunny was gone.
Because Bunny was gone. Yeah. I really just was... So now I'll listen to it, mm-hmm. maybe with a little bit more of an open mind.
I mean, we don't not like Dax. It's not his fault.
I don't not like him. I think he's great. And yeah. I love seeing him when they're... I love that they're still touring.
Yeah, I love that they're still touring. And you need a... You know, we say young. What's Dax? 48? How old is Dax right now?
And I don't have any problem with... I never had a problem with John Brandt. Never had a problem with...
No.
Pete Comita.
Anyone. Anyone that they bring in, you know. Yeah. So, okay. So, Bad Blood is your favorite. You think it's your favorite?
I think it might be my favorite because I was just like, they're back. They are back.
All right. Coming up next, we got track 8. We're almost through it. But again, I said, what was the running time of this album?
39 minutes.
Yeah. And that's good. That's fine. 39 minutes is good. You know, it's close to 40 minutes. 39:56. All right. This is Dancing with the Band. What do you say about Dancing with the Band?
This would have made a great opener for the album too. I don't dislike the way they open the album,
right?
But this would have been a really great one too.
Yeah, I'm lukewarm on this one.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm just. I feel like we've had songs like this before from them, like Rock and Roll Tonight, or you know what I mean. I just feel like, and yeah, this one it didn't sound bad in the headphones this time. But this is the one that when I'm listening to the album, this is the one when this comes up, I'm like, this one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe I don't like the type Dancing with the Band. I don't know. I don't know.
Too old for you. They shouldn't be dancing with the old guys.
And rocking with the band, stupid. So, I mean, so it's just, you know, it's just fine. It's okay.
I don't know. I liked it a lot.
All right. Fair enough.
So 8 songs in and I'm aces.
And I don't hate it. Again, 8 songs in, and I'm not like Christ and just pushing fast forward like I have with some of those other Dax albums. Yeah. No, this is solid so far. This album's still solid. All right. Next one is called Love Gone. All right. You ready? Track 9. 2:54.
Why would you just leave me? Can't even find my way back home. It's not so easy to stay alive. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. Maybe then someday you'll be true.
Boy, this album, we got some Bad Blood and then Love's Gone. Is someone breaking up with someone? What's going on? What do you think of Love Gone?
What are your thoughts on it?
I don't mind Love. I don't mind it.
What? My first note is nope.
Oh, you don't like this one. Why not?
I really don't.
What didn't do it for you?
I don't hate this song.
Okay.
I don't have to hear it again.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I feel like this should have been on Another World.
Okay. Like that's low praise then.
I just
don't. Not high praise.
For the other songs that came before it, mm-hmm. and then this, I was just like,
yeah.
It broke right. my heart.
Yeah, your face, but as soon as I pushed play, your face was like,
just like, how long are we playing it?
Fuck this song. All right. I don't mind it. You don't like it at all.
I don't hate it. Okay. But I'm not going to.
You'd skip it.
I would skip it.
All right. Now, the next one coming up is Long Way to Worcester. And this is co-written with Jerry Dale McFadden and Robert Reynolds, who wrote co-wrote a couple songs on the Cheap Trick 97 album. They co-wrote Carnival Game. Oh, my God. Fucking great. And they co-wrote It All Comes Back to You, the one that closes out.
Is there anything wrong with that album?
No.
The Cheap Trick 97?
No.
I love that album. And, yeah. And I think that's why I feel like a lot of these songs were...
Who knows? Maybe we know Riff That Won't Quit was.
Yeah.
But so I went into the demos to see what I could find that was anywhere close to the song title of A Long Way to Worcester. And there is a song called A Long Way Back to Memphis. But when I played them back to back, it didn't sound like this at all. But those guys co-wrote Carnival Game and It All Comes Back to You. So let's see what they do when they co-write with Cheap Trick again. And you know what? Write with these guys more. Don't be afraid to write with these guys. Here we go. Long Way to Worcester, track 10. This totally sounds like Cheap Trick 97 to me. All right, Long Way to Worcester. That's also the longest song on the album at 4 minutes and 57 seconds, almost 5 minutes long. And what was I going to say? What do you think of A Long Way to Worcester?
This is a brilliant song. I think you're right. They should write with them more.
Yeah.
Because this is so, so good.
Yeah, that's another question I should have asked Tom. And by the way, folks, I don't feel like I did a good Tom Peterson interview.
Again, I'm going to tell you what I told you before. I don't think it was you.
All right.
I don't think he was...
I feel like I should have had short answering you. I know, but I feel like I should have had more questions in the chamber than I did. I think kind of part of me thought, since this has been my favorite band since I was 14, that I could probably do it without preparation. And I did prepare, but like I should have asked, how many songs did you record for this album? And how? But
here's his answer. I don't know.
Maybe.
That's what he would have said.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But it was just like sometimes I'll interview someone. And I'll be like, wow, that was way better than I imagined it was ever going to be. But with this Tom Peterson one, it's the first one in so long where when Pilar said, how'd the interview go? I was just like, it's just okay. I really just thought it was okay.
I just feel like you have interviewed a lot of people and you can tell when they are enjoying themselves and wanting to do it and wanting to be there. And when they said yes, right. that they would do the interview, it's because they were okay to, they wanted to do it.
Brian Johnson.
He seems to feel, he had a feel like he just was.
He's doing me a favor.
You're doing you a favor and maybe somebody else. I don't know.
I don't know either. I will tell you that I didn't see a lot of podcast interviews when this album came out by the other guys.
No.
I feel like I got the exclusive, maybe. And I feel like I just didn't, I just felt like, for me personally, I feel like I dropped the ball on it. And I just want to tell, like, I'm honest with myself. That's just how it felt. Now, everyone
I feel like you're being hard on yourself.
All right.
I really do.
Because these, like, and there's been cranky guys that start, the interview would start out, Andy Summers from The Police and Steve Howe from Yes. Those guys felt like they didn't want to do it. But then like 10 minutes in, they were like, oh,
yeah,
this guy knows his stuff. And they warmed up and then liked it. But I never felt like I got Tom to enjoy it. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Where he sounded the best was knowing your membership number.
Knowing my membership number.
And I still don't understand that because I thought that he knew it because you told it to him or somebody.
No.
Well, I didn't tell it to him. That's so crazy.
Very strange.
But that's where he enjoyed it because he had a little.
Yeah. He had a little one-upsmanship.
And don't get me wrong. I never want to shit talk any of these guys. I love them all.
Yeah. And when they have another album out, I guess, because I've stayed away from interviewing them. I will do that. But I'll ask to interview maybe Rick or Robin and see what happens. You know what I mean?
You know who would do your interview?
Who?
Dax.
Yeah, but I can't talk about the temperature right now. We're at 67.4.
You are hyper-focused on the temperature. It's totally comfortable in here.
I'm not uncomfortable.
You're afraid that it's not going to be comfortable.
I like it to get up to about 75 in here.
Oh, my God.
Hot box. All right, we're at track 11. It is the shortest track on the album at 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And let's just play it, and then we'll talk about it. It's called Wham Bam Boom. Oh, no, it isn't. Nope, that's not what it's called. It's not what it's called at all. I'm thinking Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. This is called Wham Bam Bang.
Wham Boom Bang.
What did I say? I don't even know. All right, look. Cheap Trick has a song called Big Bang. They have all kind of bang and boom songs. It's called Wham Boom Bang. That's a mouthful too. I'd rather say All Wrong Long Gone. Okay, Wham Boom Bang. Here we go. Closing it out, track 11, Wham Boom Bang on Rock Solid. Here we go.
Better, I could be better. I got a big flat screen at home, so you can see why my baby's gone. I'd be better, love could be better. When I'm out at night, gonna cause a fight, cause she's always on the phone. Life could be better. I can see where this is gone. Yeah, I don't need nobody saying I've been out without my baby. I don't wanna lose her. How she hypnotizes me. Yeah, when she gives me just one glance, I wanna see her dance again and again with the wham boom bang. A wham boom bang.
All right, let's give the first word to Suzanne.
That is just plain fun.
It's so fun.
I love it.
It's so fun. It's Beatle-ish a little bit. It's a little bit like the Kinks. It reminds me of the original version of I Want You to Want Me that's kind of has kind of like a shuffle going on. It's just fun. It's just fun. It's perfectly placed to close out the album with some fun.
I
love it.
I do too.
It's really fun.
It just makes me dance.
Like when that came up after A Long Way to Worcester, I was like, oh, hey, well, this is much different from that last tune. Because I wasn't expecting to hear something like Wham, Boom, Bang. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pretty cool.
So good. So this whole album, aces.
So we have to give it a number out of 10, though.
Oh, 9.5. And I only take the 0.5 for the one song that I don't care much for because I don't hate it.
All right. And I'm going to give the song, I'm going to give the album a 9. I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
But that's strong.
Well, I'm going to listen to this a lot.
Me too. Me too. So, now, look, I want to play one more thing, and then we'll close out this out. This I don't know why I'm whispering. It's very secret. It's very top secret. Speaking of these demo things, one of the questions I did ask Tom Peterson is, I think it was the first question I asked him was, how come you haven't sang a song again? You haven't sang a song since 1979 on an album. It's the one song he's ever sang, I Know What I Want. And I like that song. It's good. I know what I want. I know how to get it.
I love it when he sings.
And I remembered that there's a demo for a song called Next Position, Please. Now, Next Position, Please is the title track of the album that Todd Rundgren produced with when John Brandt was in the band. But apparently, Next Position, Please has been around for a long time because on this version, Rick takes a verse, Tom takes a verse.
I've heard this one.
And Robin takes a verse, and the lyrics are different. And I'm going to play a little bit of this. Okay?
Hit it.
Next Position, Please. I guess original demo version. And the quality's not terrible, but it's not great either. But here we go. Is that Robin?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes Rick will sing and try to imitate Robin. I think Tom's next. Crazy Rick in a minute. I love this song. That's Tom again. Go. There's a demo for everybody. Okay, Suzanne, we're closing it out. You're not on social media currently?
No.
No. All right. Taking a break.
Not that anybody needs to know about.
Taking a break from it.
Yeah.
We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram, Facebook, Rock Solid Podcast. And if you want to support the show, it's patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast. And with that, what did you say your favorite song on this album was? Did you say
my favorite song on this album? Yeah. I think is Bad Blood.
Bad Blood. Okay, let's close it out with Bad Blood. Do we do the regular version or the alternate version?
Oh, that's a tough choice.
I know.
I'm going to go with the alternate.
All right, Suzanne, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. This has been such a great trip.
I'll see you in March when we take a road trip and see our first Cheap Trick show since we saw them in 2021. When they were on the In Another World tour, and the Tubes opened for Cheap Trick, and we those tickets were free also. So it's about time we get free tickets and see a show again.
Yeah, let's do
it. And that's what we're going to do in Virginia. I've never seen a concert in Virginia.
Neither have I.
All right, here we go. Bad Blood alternate version. 2025, Cheap Trick from the album All Washed Up. Go get it. Here we go.
Private Eyes.
Okay. Remember, you're going to introduce yourself. Okay?